What the church does with the gospel readings on Christmas is pretty fascinating. It begins on the vigil mass yesterday with the genealogy of Jesus, making sure that we are well aware of the fact that Jesus is deeply embedded in the whole story and the people of Israel. There was, a couple years ago, I was looking at a picture, a painting from a young artist in Utah of the Annunciation. And I thought it was very striking, and I thought, you know, a print of this would be pretty beautiful. But I looked more closely, and the closer I looked, the more I realized there was a problem with the painting. For the angel that was making the announcement to Mary, in fact, had in its hands the tiny baby that he was going to give to her. What that meant, actually, was that Jesus was not really conceived and born. He was not carried in the womb of the Virgin. He was not truly the Son of the Blessed Mother. And so I thought about that. And when the readings for Christmas began, last evening I had the genealogy of Jesus. And it was a direct contradiction to the painting of the Annunciation that was so striking. For Jesus did not drop out of heaven. Jesus was implanted in the womb of the Virgin, and she carried him to term, and she gave birth to him in Bethlehem. We then hear that story of the Bethlehem birth at midnight Mass. And then today, at the Mass we have this morning, the Church chooses the beginning of the Gospel of John, for it begins to tell us exactly who the child is. Who was this child that came out of the fruit of Israel, out of the story of his people, into the womb of the Virgin to be born in Bethlehem? Who was he? And John begins to explain in this morning's Gospel, what is then the true meaning of this Christmas celebration? And we hear this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We hear very clearly that the child who was conceived in the womb of the Virgin and born in Bethlehem, that he is in fact God. And then John says, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and of truth. Jesus was born of the Virgin, conceived in her womb by the Holy Spirit. The angel confirmed this not only to Mary, but also in the dream to Joseph, and told him, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child she has conceived is of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit tells us that this child was the Word of God. He was the total revelation of God himself, and that he was with God, and that he was God from the very beginning. And then he tells us this, that he is the source of all the created order, which means this Word, this child, is what we might even call the whole structure of reality. For everything that exists comes through him and from him. And without him, nothing came to be, John says. What came to be through him was life, your life and my life. And this life was the light of the human race. If we acknowledge our source, where we come from, then our mind is illuminated. Then our understanding is clear. I am not some random creature. I am not just one of many creatures on the earth. I am not someone who has to create everything all by myself. I come from someone. I come from somewhere. Just as a child, for instance, the whole psychological field, if anybody has any difficulties, and one of the standard procedures is, let's go back to the family of origin, and then maybe we can understand some of these things. The Gospel says, let us go back to the Word, who is made flesh. Let us go back to our source, And maybe then we can know who we are. Maybe then we have an identity that is not self-created, but an identity that is given at the very beginning. And then he says that John the Baptist was sent from God to bear testimony so that the people of Israel who were faithful and knowledgeable of the prophets might come to believe what the Lord was proclaiming. John himself was not the source, but he came to testify to the source. And the source is the true light, which enlightens everyone. And that light was coming into the world. And then John tells us, you know, he is here, he is in the world, he is among us. But we have only to look around in our own society and hear the words, but he came unto his own, and his own did not accept him. And then John says, but to those who do accept him, gave the power of becoming the children of God. John testified to him, crying out, this is he of whom I said, the one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one can know God, the Father. No one can achieve a knowledge of even what we philosophically call being itself without the Son revealing him. For the Son is the totality of God's communication to humanity. So on this Christmas day, we celebrate a long series of reflections, from the prophets to the stories of the Annunciation to Mary and to Joseph. We hear the story of the enrollment in Bethlehem when Quirinius was governor of Judea. We hear all of these things. And then finally, as the masses for Christmas draw to a close, John steps into the light and says, this is who the child is. And by knowing who the child is, you know who you are. So Christmas is a celebration of revelation, a celebration of illumination, a celebration of understanding. And if we grasp the understanding, it is a celebration of deep and abiding gratitude for the gift of our own life and for the gift of the world in which we live. For without him, without the child, nothing that is came to be. So I wish you, along with Father Jamie and Father Jacob, a very blessed and a very happy Christmas. And I hope that something of the Word of God and something of the presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist can maybe sink more deeply into our lives this day. The festivities, much of the excitement for the young, is probably past by now. But now, as the Church has done, may we reflect upon what we have celebrated, why we have celebrated it, and what it means for you and for me.